Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Hey guys, it's Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Thanks for hanging out with us on a fun Thursday. We'll be playing the Mix 100 March Matchness coming up in about a half an hour or so, 7 o'clock today. It's your bonus round with JKJ. Katie, I got a couple things. I got to ask you a quick question.
Okay.
And then we'll get into this term that you hit me with this morning.
Yeah.
How was your interview with that guy that you want to tongue wrestle with?
Shut up. Don't say it like that.
So you interviewed a guy yesterday for Colorado Conversations.
I did. Yeah, thank you, by the way, for mentioning that, just because that's a local nonprofit program that we have here on Mix 100 and all of our stations within our company. You can hear it Sundays. 6 a.m. is when it's here on Mix 100. But yeah, I chat to people within our community who are making it a better place to live, and I love it. And so I had an interview yesterday.
With a dreamboat?
The gentleman I was interviewing followed me on Instagram before it happened, and that's what I was telling you guys. I was like, oh, he's like super handsome, and like the more I looked into his page, I was like, oh, he does a lot of really good
things. You didn't see a ring
for folks in need. I did not see a ring.
She was showing us pictures of this guy. She's like, look at his smile, look at his hair.
He's perfect. He's kind of handsome. So
how'd it go?
So how funny yesterday, I told you after the show I had to run home and literally run. I went on my 2-mile run, and then I jumped in the shower that's not working correctly and came back to the station. Well, I'm coming in from the parking lot, and I look to my left, and there's a handsome gentleman walking into the building with me. And I'm like, oh, this is him. Like, hi, I'm talking to you today. And he was like, oh, hi. You know, so we started talking, and he actually gave me a hug. And in that moment, I realized I'm still pretty sweaty from my run.
Oh,
and I
no.
was like, oh, this is not what I wanted.
You got him a little moist.
I know. So it was just kind of a little embarrassing in that moment. But we started chatting and realized we had a lot in common. Like, he is also a runner. His actual job, like, he has a nonprofit where he helps out kids in the community, already pulling at the heartstrings,
wow,
right?
Katie.
Like, you take your spare time and help out kids. I love that. His main job, like, his business that he runs, is Colorado's largest book club for men.
Shut up. You're all about it. You love reading.
I know. And then we start talking about like hiking and how he's a big hiker and he's also a runner. He's training for a 20K.
He loves tacos.
I know. Like, it's just amazing.
He loves to eat.
And then like I find myself, because he's telling me about him, and I like can just imagine the big smile across my face, and I look pretty goofy. And then I hear out of my head, I like waterfalls.
Yeah.
You know,
do you like waterfalls too?
Stupid like that. I can read.
I know children.
Oh my gosh. Like, I just felt like I was so stupid. But we took a picture out here in the, you know,
I saw the picture. In our foyer area.
So we could promote the interview and whatnot. And so he's like, well, you don't have my cell phone, do you? So he's like, you can text me that picture and I can put it up.
Yeah.
So we exchanged numbers. I texted him the picture. And then we kind of texted all night last night. I know. And you... I know. And you know, it's really funny. So when I give people a tour of the station, my favorite place to show them, and I don't know why this is, but there's a room upstairs that is full of vents.
Oh, it, yeah, like, yeah. I've been up in there. Have you?
Everything that, cool.
It is the neatest room up there.
I
don't know if we're allowed in there, but
I
like to wander in there sometimes,
I show
too.
Everybody.
It's neat.
Do. Everybody I give a tour, I'm like, wait, I saved the best for last. Come look at our vents.
Oh,
like,
God,
so
that's funny.
I brought him up there, and I'm like, can you believe? I was like, because I imagine, in my mind, that is what's keeping all of our equipment cool, right? Like, all the vents
that
and
is
everything.
That's
like,
correct.
Is that what it is?
Good for you.
So I puzzled it out, and so that's what.
And you're like, come
I
in,
feel,
and oh, the lights just
yes,
suddenly went off.
I'm
so
right?
scared.
Where'd that music come from?
Oh, like, yeah.
But that's kind of... yeah.
This is where it keeps everything cool when things
exactly.
get hot.
Even though I'm kind of hot right now.
Oh, my God. You're there. How did this song come on? Oh, my gosh.
But
it's so dark in here. I'm so frightened.
That is kind of like was my in with chatting with him, you know, because it was like, you know, I'm glad you enjoyed the tour, especially the fan room. So then we're just like laughing about the fact that we saw the vent room.
I love laughing too.
Exactly. I also laugh.
We are laughing together. Oh, kiss me. Oh, we're laughing
so
while we're making
funny.
Out. Tell me about your books and small children.
Stop. it's not like that yet.
Oh, it is. But it will it's be
very,
soon.
He's a very good. He's nice. I liked him. Right. So, yay.
Keep us updated.
Yay.
Katie was giving us some more information on this dude that she has the hots for off the air. He's the founder of the for the Day Without Hate?
Yeah.
He is. So he See, my kids participate in that.
Yes.
It was in schools.
Yep. A lot of schools participate in that, especially locally, but it is worldwide, and it's a message that is so important
what
with our kids.
Guy.
I know, and I love that the message focuses on love and doing good things, and not even, I mean, it is an anti-bullying message, but he doesn't put the focus on the bullying part. It's all about the love and the giving and creating good, and so it's just...
This guy...
It's inspiring.
Might be too good for
you. Ah, shut up. I knew you were going to say that.
It might be one of those things where it's not going to work out because he's too saint-like.
Are you saying because I'm not?
And you've been to jail.
She's like, minor details.
Listen,
you had a drinking problem.
Listen. Okay?
What?
It's not even like, that was decades ago. That I was in the slammer.
She can outkick her coverage too.
Does he have
too.
A kid?
Yeah, he has no children.
You
I don't
do.
Think. I didn't even ask.
And you had a child out
ask,
of wedlock.
Honestly. Will you stop? Like, that's not. No.
I'm referencing back to a conversation we had a couple days ago about how said you couldn't be with somebody unless they had experienced all the same trauma that you've gone through, and this guy hasn't.
Not even. Okay. Okay,
well,
that's probably good. That's probably a good rebuttal, but I think
good. It's a great rebuttal.
It's your quote.
I love it when I get to throw your stuff back in your face.
But I think we've all went through things by this point. I'm sure he has plenty of trauma. We just didn't get into that day one.
Oh, really? It sounds like he's doing everything perfectly.
Well,
he's part of a book club. He helps small children. He stops bullying.
There's still probably bad things that come with it.
In North Dakota, I was in jail. If I recall, you got in my kitchen about this like a week ago.
No, and you're taking my words out of context.
Oh, not at all. He's not.
I'm not. Josh knows.
I did not say we had to go through every single thing the same. I said
she's getting fired up. Watch out.
I said that we need to go through trauma. It doesn't have to be the same
trauma. That's not what you said at all. You said he needed a backstory of trauma to be with you because you've had trauma.
No, and it's not even, it is that you need to deal with stuff before we, but you don't have to have the same trauma I do.
I remember saying, maybe you need a guy that hasn't gone through any of this.
You need a good guy.
And you need a good guy.
You're
and
like,
you're
nope.
like, you were like, I don't think I need
that's
that.
The thing again, you need to deal with strife in life to get to this level where we're at. Like,
love
we're
this.
Grown now. We're not in our 20s and even 30s. Like, we're grown.
And I think I said on the air, is like, if you find a perfect guy with not a lot of trauma background and he's pretty, you're going to so go for it. And you're like, nah, I won't.
No.
And here we are.
You're taking my words out of context right now.
Katie.
You are. You're taking my words out of context.
I love you.
Because it's not.
That's all I'll say.
Okay. I love you too.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Okay. I agree. I'm glad we had this talk.
Somebody pull that podcast immediately. Because you're so full of it.
Uh-uh.
You are so
No, I'm not.
Full
not.
Of
uh-uh.
it.
Uh-uh.